As mentioned, it will be from the book of Luke, chapter 2. If you'd like a church Bible and you don't have one, just pop a hand up and I'm sure one can be brought to you. It's page 1027 if you have the church Bibles. So, Luke, chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place whilst Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So reading from Matthew chapter 2, it's on page 966. At least in my Bible, I think probably in the same for yours. Matthew chapter 2, from verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where was the Messiah to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and had found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
My name is David, and I'm pastor at Marston Neighbourhood Church. It's always a joy to join with you on Christmas Day. And for 23 years, I've kept very quiet and have had every Christmas Day off, but I've not been able to escape this year. But it's a great joy to be with you. And, you know, it's Christmas Day. For some, it's the anticipation, isn't it? The build-up, the many weeks of preparation, that's what gives the great joy of Christmas. For others, it's the day itself. Well, it's here. This is Christmas Day. And whatever, if it's the anticipation or if it's the day itself, we all want to have joy at Christmas. It comes through in so many different ways. We send cards. And what do we write on the cards? Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. We want to give that message through gifts. We have the games, the parties, the food, the family come round. The message is the same. We want you to have a happy Christmas. But our joy is somewhat limited because the day comes to an end and soon it's January. The presents might not be quite what you want. Now, I know that this year, I've not opened it yet, but I'm going to be getting a jumper from my wife. The reason I know I'm going to be getting it is that I bought it. And the reason I bought it is, well, Hamar and I have this thing that, you know, we kind of gave up buying each other clothing because once I got the wrong size for her. And anyway, I found this, I wanted a nice woolen jumper, and it's 80% lamb's wool, perfect. Beautiful fit, at least I think it is. But the colour's okay, but it's not the perfect colour. I would have preferred burgundy or mustard or blue. It's brown, but there we go. Our gifts, they're good, but they're not quite always exactly what we want. Joy. Joy is limited, but not when we have joy through Christ. And the story of Christmas is really a story of joy. Again and again, we have people rejoicing at the birth of Jesus. And I want us to think just about some of those people that we read about today who experienced joy, and joy that would last, joy that really would stay with them. And all these people, we will see, had one thing in common. And that was they believed what God said about this baby Jesus. They believed that he really was their savior. So let's look very simply at three people or groups of people. Let's start with Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, we didn't read the occasion when the angel appeared to her, but I'm hoping that the story is fairly familiar with you. And at first, Mary was greatly troubled when this angel from the Lord, Gabriel, appeared to her. And she's perplexed at the message that the angel brings because she is going to have a child, but she is a virgin. And not only that, but this child would be called the Son of God. And what is more, he is going to reign for how long? Forever and ever. And at every level, the message that the angel brings to Mary is an extraordinary message. Yet she believes. She said, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. Even though God himself was going to be conceived in her womb, she believed. Even though the pregnancy would put her marriage at risk, and Joseph did nearly divorce her, she still believed. And she rejoiced. Let me just read some of the words that she sang later on in Mary's song. This is Luke chapter 1 from verse 46. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. She has great joy, because she had come to believe that this baby who was to be born of her was the Savior. She rejoices in God, her Savior. There was an American clergyman, Phillips Brooks, and he wrote O Little Town of Bethlehem way back in 1868. And he'd been moved on a visit to Bethlehem some 3 years before this, and was just impressed by how humble a place Bethlehem was. Quiet, small town, Nothing great about it, an ordinary town. A little place where Jesus was born. And he saw a link between the humility of that place and Christ coming to Bethlehem and to us receiving Christ. He said, O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Those who believe will receive. It's to that humble place, that humble heart that doesn't fight against this, but believes. Believes that the Son of God still comes and still gives joy. Mary rejoiced in God her Savior. Let's think then of the shepherds. Now, like Mary, the shepherds too were frightened when they saw the angel appear in the fields at night. The glory of the Lord shone around them. We can't imagine how startling, how brilliant, how scary that was. But again, there's joy. I bring to you, says the angel, news of great joy that will be to all the people. There is joy. Why? Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And I love how the shepherds respond to this. They didn't let anything stop them from going to see that newborn baby. They believe the message of the angels. They didn't let their sheep stop them. Who's going to look after the sheep if they go into the town? They didn't think they were too insignificant or not educated enough. Why would an angel come to them? Surely this can't be a savior for them, maybe for the important people, but not for them. No, they go into the town and they find the baby lying in a manger. They believed. They went. They told others, and they rejoiced. This was a message of great joy. And we read how they go, and they return, and they glorify and praise God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as the angel had told them. They came to believe that this Savior was for them. The Son of God. The Son of God was born for them to be their Savior. And that is what each Christian has come to believe. That baby born all those years ago was born for them. If you will believe, you too will find joy. Then let's think of the wise men, or the Magi. And they saw this star, possibly a comet. They saw that star, and they came to realize that this meant the King of the Jews had been born. Now, quite how they came to that conclusion, we're not told. Possibly they had some Old Testament prophecies that spoke of the Messiah who was to come. Certainly, by the time they get to Jerusalem, they are asking the people there, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? And they're told, well, actually, it's in Bethlehem. That's what the prophecies say. Bethlehem, out of you will become a ruler. And so they make their way down to Bethlehem, just a few more miles down the road. Jerusalem was troubled at this news. Troubled that a king of the Jews had been born. Troubled that someone would be there, maybe a rival to the throne. And Herod, as we know, was full of suspicion. But the wise men, they believe, and they go down to Bethlehem. And the star shines right over the house where Jesus was. And when they see him, do you remember what happened? Yes, they gave their three gifts. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, but they were also overjoyed, full of joy. And they worshipped this baby. They had come to believe This was not just a human king. This was a divine king. They came to believe in Jesus, and they worshipped him. What a contrast with King Herod. King Herod, who wanted to kill baby Jesus. The people of Jerusalem, who didn't even bother to travel those few miles down to Bethlehem to see for themselves. But the wise men who believed, they were full of joy. We've seen the link three times. Those who believed that this baby Jesus was the Savior sent by God, they were the ones who had joy. I wonder, would you have gone with the shepherds? Would you have gone with the wise men from Jerusalem and gone down to Bethlehem? Would you have believed like Mary did? This is how we receive joy at Christmas. Will you believe today that the baby born all those years ago really did come just to be their Savior, but your Savior? That's the challenge, isn't it, of Christmas. Will we actually believe that God sent his Son from heaven to be our Savior, to be my Savior? Because it's as we believe that, then we truly have joy. And I think if you ask any Christian, they will say to you, the greatest joy they ever experience is in knowing that Jesus Christ is their Savior. Because this is a joy that lasts. This is a joy that will be there in January. This is a joy that will be there forever. Yes, life can be tough. And at this time of year, sometimes we're exhausted and get a bit grumpy. And I'm not saying we have this constant sort of floating up there all the time. That's not how life works. But there is a joy that lasts forever that God gives through his Son, Jesus. It's the greatest joy. And it's the joy that comes to those who believe. There is joy in believing. I want you to have a happy Christmas. And I want you to enjoy your presents. And maybe I'll come to, I mean, I don't mind the brown jumper. You know, it's a nice jumper. I chose it. I mean, you know, but I hope that your joy will be far greater than any joy that presents or games or anything can give compared to the joy that Jesus Christ gives. Here is true joy. Because this is a joy that transcends death. Ben mentioned those for whom Christmas can be a sad time, bringing back memories of loved ones who passed away. But here is a joy that goes beyond the grave. In fact, it's fully realized beyond the grave. It's the joy of seeing our Savior in heaven, of knowing that we will be with him forever. A joy that can never be taken away. There is forgiveness. You feel guilt today? So many people weighed down by guilt. He is your Savior who can remove that burden of guilt because he took it. That's joy. It's joy in the face of death. It's joy in the face of guilt. It's joy in the face of troubles. Whatever difficulty we have, and we all have difficulties, we all have burdens to bear. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. I'll give you rest. The rest, the joy, the love that Jesus Christ gives. I hope you all have a happy Christmas. Christmas where you believe that Jesus is your Savior. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, how we thank you that you sent your Son into this world. Thank you that he came
for Mary, for the shepherds, for the wise men, for each one of us. Help us, O Lord, to believe and to know that joy, that lasting joy that you alone can give. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.